some of New York's top musicians are playing in a tribute band.
We're Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We hope you have enjoyed the show.
It's the Fab Faux. That's F-A-U-X, in the tradition of the Beatles. They're performing this weekend in Hollywood, which is where the Fab Four first appeared on the West Coast in 1964. Journalist Ashley Kahn reports on how this group adds something unexpected when you know every note of the song.
In
1966, a British reporter stopped Paul McCartney outside of Abbey Road Studios in London and asked him why the Beatles were no longer touring.
If you never toured again, would it worry you?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. Because we can't develop when no one can hear us, you know what I mean? So for us to perform, it gets difficult each time. We want to do it, but if we're not listened to, then and we can't even hear ourselves, then we can't improve in that. We can't get any better.
If you want to dance.
Perhaps it was just as well that the Beatles had stopped performing publicly. Much of the music they recorded after 1966 could not be recreated on stage.
They didn't really have the technology to bring some of those studio ideas to the stage. Right before the Sgt. Pepper sessions is where the Beatles decided to become a recording band.
Frank Agnello plays guitar and sings in the Fab Four, five musicians who focus on the songs of the Beatles. But don't expect matching suits, shaggy haircuts, or Liverpool accents.
A lot of the bands who play Beatles music, they go more for the theatrical bent. You know, there's music and there's the acting component. And we concentrate more on the records, I would say. In a way, we're a Beatles records tribute band.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find. Yeah. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind. Yeah.
Will Lee plays bass for the Fab Four.
On our level, it was to try to see if we could get all these great textures that the Beatles had on their records. For instance, percussion parts, keyboard parts, doubling the vocals. When you do see a four-piece look-alike band, you don't really get the satisfaction of hearing all those great textures that the records have.
The members of the group are all full-time musicians and singers. Will Lee can be seen on late-night TV as part of the David Letterman band, while Frank Agnello is an in-demand music producer and sideman. With guitarist Jimmy Vivino and Jack Petruzzelli and drummer Richard Pagano, they are a collective that's about attention to detail.
One, two, three. In Penny Lane, there is a barbershop photograph.
Like including a real string section on Yesterday or a real piccolo trumpet on Penny Lane. Or even a fire truck bell.
And then the fireman rushes in.
Remember, they're doing all of this while in live performance.
Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes.
All the talent that's in the Fab Four makes it possible for them to take apart the Beatles' music and then put it back together again.
It gets really nerdy after a while.
Never has so much research gone into live performance.
And we'll keep researching and keep finding new bits of information and alter stuff. You know, it's a never-ending tweakage on this music. In the case of back in the USSR, there's a couple of bass parts happening, and one of them, I'm pretty sure, is something like this.
Miami Beach, B-O-A-C.
Right? Real basic. And I think on another track there might be something more active going on. Like,
flewin' from Miami Beach, B-O-A-C.
With that much movement.
What McCartney had done in the studio was layer those bass lines one on top of another, something that's difficult to do on stage.
I've economized and made sort of an amalgam of those parts when we do our live version.
Not everything the Fab Four does is about faithful recreation.
Drive My Car, for example, doesn't have an ending. It has a fade, as records often do. And wouldn't it be great to bring to the stage what the song would have sounded like had it continued on into a nice jam?
There are a few songs like that. Hey Bulldog is another.
We have such great players in this band that it would be a waste not to let somebody take a solo.
Not long ago, Will Lee actually had a chance to play with Paul McCartney and felt he had to come clean about the Fab Four.
I approached him and said, look, I know that you have a history of low tolerance for Beatles bands, but I just have to admit to you here and now that I do have a little tribute band that we focus on the later stuff and the stuff that people thought heretofore impossible to do on stage. So he kind of challenged me and said, do you do Tomorrow Never Knows? And I said, oh, of course. That was one of the first ones we learned.
It is not dying. It is not dying.
Because the Beatles stopped performing before they recorded Sgt. Pepper means that they never had the chance to perform their most carefully crafted music live.
I read the news today, oh boy.
What the Fab Four do is take away that historical oversight and make it possible to hear what could have been.
I woke up, fell out of bed, I dragged a comb across my head.
Not a bad way to wake up this morning. Ashley Kahn is author of A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. You can hear some of the Fab Four's recreations and find more new music at npr.org/music. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.